when you guys bowl, like yeah, that little gate comes down. I hit that gate twice, almost three. Yep. The first time, no, I swear it came down. Like I must have.
It might have come down and then gone back up and then came down again.
Yeah, I don't know.
You may be right about that.
I think it glitched out.
Sometimes they do glitch.
But I swear that last time, I swear it was up.
Yeah.
And so I like get ready and I don't look, like I don't, I was telling Tom, I don't look at the pins, right?
Yeah, you got to look at those
lines. I look at the little arrows that are on there. Yeah, I just fucking full force threw that. It was like, what are they, like 15 pound balls, 13 yeah. pound balls?
And we all were like, no.
It was already gone.
We all saw it. And
it hit hard. I thought I bent it. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And it's a season finale.
Season six.
Season six finale. Season six
comes to an end. It was supposed to come to an end last week.
It did, though.
It did come to an end. We did an entire episode.
We did a whole, like, it was over an hour.
Over an hour with no audio. No. So, we are back again. We've been in the studio since about 8:30, and it's now like 9:44. more technical difficulties, but I think we've got some good things.
I think we got for today. Yeah, pretty much. We're using like a whole new setup.
We have two monitors. We have dual monitor.
Well, that and technology. Even our like recording platform, we've kind of changed. So it's it's just a work in progress. It's new.
Yeah, we just keep changing for you guys.
We do. I think it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been frustrating. We're trying to really keep it like a steady podcast flow, but I swear we have not had like a each week where we're recording.
Well, we try. I think we're better than a lot. I mean, we don't take big like month long.
No, hiatuses. Yeah. Hey, I was thinking the same.
Although we would probably be smarter to do that and actually get the tech shit worked out in probably that period of time. But I mean, you guys get to be a part of you know, the ups, the downs. The highs, the lows.
Yeah.
The daily ins and outs.
I'm the tech guy and I fucking must not do a good job. Fucking crazy. That sucked. That sucked though, because we did the whole hour.
The whole thing, and it wasn't a bad one. I felt pretty good about it at the end, but then it's like there's nothing left. So
Tom's like, it's a... A lot of flatline. What's going on with our audacity?
The second we popped it in there, like you can tell with all, if you've ever looked at it, it's like a mountain range, all the different elevations of audio lines, and there was just nothing. It was like it was dead, totally dead. I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah,
we listened to it, and sure enough,
then so we were like, dead. Let's go golf.
yeah. You want to redo it or you want to go golfing?
It was so hella nice that day, though.
It was so nice. We couldn't get into any of the main courses. We had to go to like a practice course, but it was great.
Oh, hell yeah. It was busy.
Yeah, it took just as long to play a tiny par 3 course as it did take play a full-size course.
I felt like it took longer.
It might have taken longer. It took pretty much all day from like 11 to 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think we got there about 12, 11:30, yeah, maybe, 12, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. And we hit a bucket of balls first.
It was fun. It was fun. It was good times.
Yeah, good times.
So, yeah, lots happened. Not really.
No, it's been a slow week.
Slow, easy week. I was at home all week. Fucking built a dog kennel. That was what it was.
Broke a pipe.
Found that out last night. I already knew I kind of broke the pipe. Yeah. So, I said, I was pounding on it and I could feel it bouncing.
You
I was
have
like,
the feeling.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe it's an old line.
You know what?
And then I seen it. I was like,
maybe it's an electrical wire. Let's just keep trying.
It was low enough. If it was electrical, that would have been... I wouldn't even know where that would have been.
Yeah.
I knew it was the PVC. I was just like, man, whatever. Fuck this.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'll deal with it later.
For sure. But yeah. But I don't know. It's been crazy. We went bowling yesterday with Brooke and David.
We did go bowling. Do we want to start with the bowling?
Why not?
Yeah. Let's talk about the bowling. Bowling was fun. What?
Is that too early?
No. I'm just saying, like, it was one of my things I wrote down. Actually. Okay. I actually wrote some stuff down this week. Yeah, bowling was fun. It's been, I don't know, have we ever gone bowling as a group?
I want to say we have.
Maybe.
But I don't know if we have.
No, I think the only time I went was with Blanca for some work thing when she worked at Macy's for a year.
And I went with Alicia with the work thing.
Yeah. But I don't know if we ever crossed paths at a bowling alley.
I grew up like I grew up in Vegas, and my like mom and stepdad, they used to bowl in league. My grandma my grandma and grandpa, they always bowled. Mm-hmm. Like they'd go to like the Showboat, like some of the big like bowling alleys, and there's like 30 fucking
lanes.
30 to 50 lanes. Yeah, you'd go through like a whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd like walk, and then there would be a whole nother
area. Yeah, that's kind of like last night. They have like, don't they have the second area where it's like the,
yeah, they have like arcades, lights,
and whatever.
Yeah, so picture yesterday's. Yeah. There was like 24 lanes, 25 lanes, or something.
Right, but double the size.
But yeah, now you'd walk through like maybe this mini like food area, yeah, and then there'd be another set of lanes.
Dang, that's
it was
nuts.
Huge. I remember,
that's crazy.
And not maybe people are like, it was only 15 here and then 15 yeah, there.
Still, it was gigantic.
In my mind, there was a 75 here.
Well, how old were you? Look, there was 100 lanes per section.
I was like JJ's age, so maybe younger.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was crazy because they used to smoke back then, so it just smelled like smoke.
Oh
so
man, my grandpa would take us after school to those events. Oh, old men smoking cigarettes, eating French fries. It was great.
Yeah, so I would sit there in like, you know, there's, you know, you're in Vegas, so it's yeah, like a casino, obviously.
Yeah.
But then there's bowling, and then it's just loud. And I just remember I had this box. I used to be in the Big Brother Big Sister program, right? Yeah. And so I had this box that me and my like big brother made.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I had like toys in it, and some, I don't know, I think it was just toys, but I'd carry that with me
nice,
for a hot minute. And so when we'd go to there, I'd had that box, I'd open it up and
play
I'd
with your little toys.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah, yeah. Mom's bowling, you're bored out of your mind.
Yeah, well, mom's bowling, trying to score some smack or something. I don't know. Just kidding, mom. But like, I remember going there, and it was crazy. That was like, man, those were the days though.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, like when you're there, it was just, it's cool. And yeah, I just remember my grandma teaching me things of bowling, because I'm left-handed, so she would teach me little things here and there.
Is she left-handed as well?
No. She just would, like, she told me how to aim and just little things.
So what did the left-handed thing have to do with it?
I was just left-handed, so she would tell me where to aim for being gotcha, a lefty.
Oh, she's really? Like, she knew that? Like, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even know that there was a difference.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because like the way I line up is different. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But yeah, no, bowling's cool, man.
Yeah, man, it was fun.
Yeah, bro, I fucking...
I wish we had video.
I hit the... You know how the... When you guys bowl, like, and it cleans the lane,
yeah, you knock
that little
some
gate
pins
comes
down.
I hit that gate twice.
Two times.
Almost three.
And the ball got stuck both times in the little gutter.
The first time... No, I swear it came down. Like, I must have.
It might have come down and then gone back up and then came down again.
Yeah, I don't know.
You may be right about that.
I think it glitched out.
Sometimes they do glitch.
But I swear that last time, I swear it was up.
Yeah.
And so I like, get ready, and I don't look. Like, I don't. I was telling Tom, I don't look at the pins, right?
Yeah, you got to look at those lines.
I look at the little arrows that are on there, and I'll aim. I aim between the middle one and then the one on just off to the right,
uh-huh,
so I can get a more of an angle.
Okay.
And yeah, I just fucking full force threw that. It was like, what are they, like 15-pound balls, 13-pound yeah, balls?
And we something, all were like, no.
It was already gone.
We all saw it. And
it hit hard. I thought I bent it.
It nailed that. But it kept working. I think my favorite thing was one of the pins got stuck down at the end, and we're like, oh, we're gonna have to call somebody, and randomly a foot came down and like kicks it back. Like, there's just a guy back there.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the time
he did that with the ball,
kick stuff. It was funny.
That's
that
what kind
funny,
of bug. I got so butthurt though, because like I did that like earlier, and then I did it again obviously towards the end, and then like my whole frame, that whole frame was a zero pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah,
like, no.
You got a few pins, I think, didn't you before?
No,
it was a total zero.
Yeah, because it was at that last one I
oh,
hit,
dang,
and the gate was down just before. I don't know if it was just before it was going to lift up
I don't
the full
know,
set.
Man. I don't know.
But I threw the ball, and then the ball comes back, and then it goes back.
Yeah.
We couldn't get it
it's
in time.
It's funny, too. It took forever because it rolled back like this. It zigzagged all the yeah, way back, and then it zigzagged. Why would it do that?
Fucking piece. So is it downhill?
Tilted? Well, yeah, but why did it work its way
there and back?
There and
physics,
back,
buddy.
I guess physics. Yeah,
I don't understand.
It's science, magic.
Science. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. I told Tom and them, like, if you guys get like a, you know, charge of destruction or something on your guys' card, let me know.
No, they've seen it before.
They were babysitting us.
We were the,
that's not even a joke. They were like, there's a lady that was off to the side that
you guys
watching.
Doing okay? That's the beauty of being in like your 40s, though, is that, you know, they don't treat you like a child trying to break things. They're like, these guys are just helpless. You're old enough, they're just like, they're old people. I don't know what they're doing.
I'm gonna blame it that I'm colorblind. And so yeah. I couldn't see the gate real well.
Yeah, if you notice, the gate's look an awful lot like the pins.
What if they were?
The same. They had like the image of the pin on it.
Yeah.
That'd be really stupid. That would not be smart at all.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Man.
Yeah. And then I got like, I don't know. I got upset. I got more annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I for a minute, I was just like, I don't even want to
fucking
play.
Yeah, I was
play.
Joking with you for a hot second, then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to give him a little space.
I was just annoyed. And then Brooke's like, you know what? Life does that.
Yeah.
And did a smack you. And she got real close and was like, no, she was smacking. Yeah. But that kind of helped, though. I didn't
That's
lie.
Good. I was like, I go like, Brooke, that can go either way. I know my boys. Like, if he's not laughing with me, we bounced step back.
I know. No, because I was just felt so stupid.
Well, yeah, no, but you shouldn't have.
It, I know. I mean, I just did. You know, mistake. When you get like, I was. It was one of those moments. Like, I felt real stupid, and so I was like, I didn't want to lose my shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna ground everyone, but I also was just like. I'm 40 fucking 3 years old. I shouldn't act like a 3 year old.
But it's
but I didn't like throw like no, I don't want to play. But it was more like I don't want to play, and I'll just walk up there and I just threw the ball like half ass the last couple times. But like, I think it was like two throws, something shitty, just something being I was being stupid. But yeah, but when she did that, like it. Yeah, I was. It made me more laugh.
That's good.
And then I was just like, I know she meant well. I know she wasn't trying to be like an asshole or something. No, you know what I mean? I know she meant well. So when she did
that, helped pull it out.
Yeah, it did. It actually did. I was just like, because usually I don't like people in my face.
Yeah, sure.
And so I was just like, as long as she doesn't hit me in the face, I'll be okay. I'd have been like,
But she did not.
No, she didn't. Yeah. And if she did, I wouldn't have cared.
You would have laughed.
I would have laughed. I'd just have been like, you know, more in shock. Oh, my God.
My brother got hit by my mom one time like that.
I got hit by my mom, but she was mad at me.
He was in her face. Like, he was at that age where he was testing the limits with parents.
Mm.
And he was like, he had her cornered in the kitchen. He's like, what? And she said, like, not hard enough to hurt him. Hard enough. His head goes to the side and it snaps back like, whoa, you hit me. She's like, get out of my face. And he did.
No, Cheeky will do that sometimes. She'll like.
Corner you.
Like.
Chest bump.
Or she'll like lunge at you like she wants to like punch or something. And I just laugh half the time. Alicia, like, she did that. I think she's done that to Alicia. He's like, get out. Like, same thing with your mom. Like, get out of my face. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You want to get
you want
to
knock
up?
You out?
No, my mom slapped me. And then it was because, like, I think I got caught stealing or something stupid. And No, I didn't get caught stealing. I had stole some, like, shorts or something. This is. Statute of limitations is over, I think. Right? But it was in North. I used to live in North Bend. So when I was there, like, I went to the outlet malls. They have some outlets. They do. I stole some, like, clothes.
Okay.
Something stupid. And I remember my mom was like, where did these shorts come from? Or something. I think that's where it started. And I remember she slapped me. Mm. And then I said something back. That was probably not the nicest thing to say. I called my mom a B. Regretted that instantly.
Is that the infamous chase scene?
When she chased me through the house, yeah. I ran outside in my boxers, bro.
Or something.
Yeah, like in the movies.
To slow her down.
Slow her down, she like, just like a garbage
right
can.
Through it.
You know how you do that in a garbage can in an alleyway?
Yeah.
Like the middle one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like an old, like, 70s looking laundry basket. You fucking throw it. I threw it behind me and I'm like, run outside.
She just scaled the wall. Over it.
I went outside and like a kitty corner was a house. This neighbor, I don't even know who they were, but they had these stairs that led down to their backyard. And I remember I'm in my boxers.
Dang.
You know, I'm a 14 to, I think I was 14 to 16, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran there and I hid. And I can see the way it was. I could see my mom come out looking for me. Mm-hmm. My mom and then I think it was her friend Linda.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm just going to sit here.
Man, Linda, stay out.
I was like 30 minutes just sitting there. I just think about that as a fucking parent now. Yeah. If I was to go outside, because I'm not always sitting in the house. So if I went to go outside and I seen some kids sitting in my stairwell in boxers.
Hey, get out of here, you little pervert. What the fuck? Just running from my mom. Sorry.
I don't know what I would do. Oh, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Hopefully smart enough not to call the mom over. Linda, but, over here.
Yeah. It's my mom's friend, Linda. That's like her, one of the longest friends I think she's had, at least that I've known.
They're still friends today?
Yeah. Her son, Linda's son, his name is Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I remember he used to babysit me. Huh. But he was more like a big brother.
Yeah,
because he was just, I don't know how much older he is than me. Hmm. Maybe eight years old?
Oh, okay.
8 years old. 8 years older.
He never grew.
Yeah. No, that's the time I got slapped in the face by mama.
Dang.
But I had it coming. I shouldn't have stole, been an idiot.
Sure.
Idiot
but
kid.
But like you said, statute of limitations.
And I don't even remember the store it was from.
It probably doesn't exist anymore. They probably had too much shoplifting and now they're out of business.
Yeah, they're like, God damn it.
Well, nowadays, can't keep these shorts in.
So when I used to work at the mall, they tell you when people shoplifted, pretty much like, you can't do shit. Just let them.
Really?
You can say, sir, that's illegal. Snickers or whatever. Yeah. But then other than that, they walk out the store. You can't do nothing about it.
Yes, they are. And then they leave.
You're just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, I don't know. It was just, I used to steal. I was a bad kid.
I never did.
I don't know why.
The closest I ever came, they threw away a bunch of cell phone batteries at this place. Me not knowing shit about probably how bad they were.
Yeah.
For your health, my friend and I had like a garbage truck. Like, this is awesome. Why? I don't know.
Because you're kids.
And we loaded them all up in this garbage bag. And like, I knew that my parents wouldn't let me keep them. So we hid them in the backyard. Well, my dad was always doing yard work. So he found them. Yeah. And he was irate. He was like, that's stealing. That's theft. You're taking them back, or I'm calling the police. I'm like, Dad, chill out. But
would he have?
Yeah. Like he's, would he have called the police, that moral kind of guy. Oh, okay. Like, he did the right thing, which he instilled in me to try to do the right thing. But yeah, like, so it was like a crime movie. Like, he pulled up, I ran the bag to the dumpster, threw it, ran back in the car, we took off.
Yeah.
And then really the crime was, I don't think they were supposed to just throw away those cell phone batteries the way they did.
No,
that was the real crime.
But they did that forever up until recently, really? I think.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to ship some laptops. This is when I was working at Charter College.
Yeah.
I tried to ship laptops to one of our campuses in.
Oh, and you couldn't?
No, it was like, I forget where it was, in one of our California campuses. I don't know. But they wouldn't accept so many laptops.
Uh-huh.
I could only pack like,
because like of the battery.
Five, yeah,
because
there was like five potential at a time. I could only pack that many. So I had to go to like a Lowe's in Yakima, buy a bunch of boxes. I'm telling you, I'm shipping like 50 something laptops. And now I got to pack all of these
in like 10 boxes.
In boxes of five, right? Mm-hmm. I have to go to Seattle. So this is a weekend. I'm trying to go to Seattle for like it was an event or something. Oh, it was Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
I was going by myself, and then I had to get this done. Oh, it was a pain in the ass. But it was those fucking batteries.
Yeah. Well, this is like the old days, too, where the back of the cell phone was the battery.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking little batteries.
Like
we're talking
like size.
Yeah, like the size of the mouse batteries.
But that's cool. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it was that I stole. Even as a young, I remember when I lived in, Henderson and Las Vegas and stuff. Like, I remember going to the 7-Eleven there and we would steal things out of there.
Hmm.
And I remember one of my friends, he stole a bunch of stuff, like candy. He would put them up his sleeves. Because they used to have the Jolly Ranchers, but they were like longer.
Oh.
Right? Like, now they have like the small ones, itty-bitty, obviously.
Yeah.
But then they have like the middle, the other one. But these ones were longer. I don't know. But he had like candy bars and shit in his sleeve.
He's keystringing
them. The fucking person who owned that 7-Eleven, I remember. We would walk to school, so we'd walk across the street where the 7-Eleven was on the corner, and we'd walk through this, field, essentially.
Yeah.
And then we'd be in these apartment complex, and this dude drove up, and I remember it was, in a station wagon,
mm-hmm.
and he told my friend, no, empty your fucking sleeves out. Like, you stole that. I was like, I'm glad I, like, I didn't steal anything that day. Like,
nice.
But yeah, he had to empty his sleeves out. And
the guy, take the candy?
Took the candy and left, yeah.
He didn't do anything?
Nope. Why? Nope. Scared the kid, the piss out of that kid, though.
Did he ever steal again?
Probably.
Went back next day.
No, like, I'm sure he did. I think he actually still got away with some candy.
Oh, wow.
Because he had some in his
ass.
Right here, like, he took a lot of candy, bro.
Golly.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, though. Like, even I remember I got caught stealing when I was... Yeah, fuck, man. I was going into, like, freshman year, eighth grade, freshman year somewhere. I think I was in eighth grade going to freshman, so it was, like, that summer. And I got caught stealing at Fred Meyer's, and my mom caught... Like, they caught me and my buddy.
And, you're waiting in the little room with them?
Yeah, and the cop come out. He, like, puts his hand on my shoulder, and he goes, hey, we're just friends. And he shows me his badge, and we had to turn around.
It was actually a police officer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had his badge, and he's like, come with,
Yeah, that's just a little different.
We're just friends. And then, like, for a half second, I wanted to run.
Yeah, the problem with the cops is they can actually chase you.
Yeah, I would have probably outran the guy, because
You're a runner at that point.
I mean, even though I was, like, in eighth, like, I was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And, like, I had stamina, so I know I would have outran them. But my friend Mike wouldn't have. But just for that second, I thought about it. But obviously, I was scared shitless.
We're just friends.
Fuck, I'm so screwed.
We're just friends.
We were putting stuff in our... They followed us the whole time. Putting stuff in our backpacks like we're so cool.
God, these guys are so stupid.
Oh, man, I got this cool pencil. Cool pens and paper, man. Stupid stuff.
School. School supplies.
Like a hat. There was some dumb stuff. It was a Fred Meyer's. I didn't go to Fred Meyer's for... We're talking like years
after that.
No, I wouldn't. I was scared shitless, dude. I thought my picture was plastered all over Fred Meyer in the whole fucking
everywhere. In the Tri-County area.
Your picture's gonna be from Seattle all the way to Spokane.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh,
you're not welcome in any Fred Meyer's.
They're gonna know.
Or Kroger's.
Oh yeah, Kroger's the same shit. Huh?
Yeah, I think they're the same.
But no, I just remember, and then my mom when she got me, she was so back in the day, my mom, like, she had a pretty hot temper, but she was so pissed she didn't say anything.
Oh,
she was like that disappointed, and I cried
because
it was quiet. Yeah. Like, it was way worse, dude. I was grounded that whole summer.
How would you feel if JJ ever stole? I cannot see that kid stealing.
I couldn't see ever. But I'd be upset. I get it. I get it. As a parent now, it's like, dude. But I think my issue was like I just didn't feel comfortable going to my mom for things.
Yeah.
Not because she would, I don't know if she would say no or not. I was like Elena, like I just assumed she'd say no.
Yeah.
And then but then we just didn't have the money. So I would,
right.
Like, I'm not going to
ask. You took care of it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just going to steal it.
Or, field trips come up. I would never say anything. So I would miss those field trips and I would have to like sit in the classroom or something.
God dang.
Like I would be like, nah, I ain't going to say no. We don't got the money. So I would just sit in the classroom.
And the teacher didn't.
No, yeah, they didn't care. Yeah, fuck this poor ass little Mexican. God,
I can't afford every one of these damn trips.
It was like $5 to go to like Wild Waves or something. Man. And I remember me and two or three other people sat back because we couldn't go. So,
oh, man,
that sucked.
Yeah,
I hope my kids always ask though. You know what I mean?
You want them to go to those
things. Oh yeah, dude. Like, I don't want them to miss out.
I know Elena's like told us when stuff came up, and she does.
Money. She's getting better. She gets nervous though.
Yeah.
She wanted like their little object show.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a meet and greet again, in Seattle this time though.
Oh really?
So we're talking about getting I think I'm gonna get tickets just to take her and JJ.
Gotcha.
But we're going to be in Utah, and we'll be coming back that week.
Oh, it's this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
July 13th.
That's cool.
July 13th, 14th, come on, meet X and 4. Like, they're objects. That is weird.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. When we watch the little cartoon, they'll do a showing. It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
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 It's just, these kids essentially made this cartoon just goofing around pretty much.
And now
they kind of talk about how they did it, and it was like, oh, that's cool. Now it's like this big thing for them. But yeah,
wouldn't that be nice? Man, to just make something and everybody loves it, and then you're
That's what this podcast is.
Come on, guys.
We're not famous or rich.
I'm still in the class.
We're making something. We're just not rich or famous yet.
Yeah, we keep producing. That's really all it's about.
But yeah, bowling.
After bowling last night, we went and saw the movie Abigail, which I keep wanting to say Annabelle.
Which one's Abigail?
She's a ballerina that gets kidnapped. Turns out to be a vampire. They show that in the
trailer.
Yeah, it was like... It's one of those movies. It's like, you know, I guess it would be considered like horror because she's a vampire, but it was like kind of funny at times. Uh-huh. Like it was entertaining, you know, like we said before, like things aren't really scary, but definitely entertaining, like funny, like interesting kind of storyline. Like some over the top on purpose, like blood off, scenes.
I didn't check out any of the trailers.
I thought it was pretty good. And that little girl, whoever she is that plays the Abigail, uh-huh. She did a pretty good job. Cause there's some points where you're like, not really creeped out, but you're looking at her and you're like, yeah, that kid's
cuckoo.
Like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I would beat that kid.
Yeah, like no. It was 3 good. In the morning. It was definitely worth a watch, I thought. Cool. Yeah. So we enjoyed that. That was a good time.
I know Nick was talking about, he's like, "Hey, me and you know, his name's Kev. We might go to they're going to go see some about the Gentlemanly Warfare or something. It's with Henry Cavill."
Oh.
It looks interesting.
Huh.
Might have to check that out.
Interesting. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. No, the last movie we went to was, like I said, I think it was Dune 2, and it was good. It was just
late. That would have been hard for me.
But no, Abigail, I haven't heard that one. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was pretty
I like a good vampire type movie.
The teeth in the movie I was really impressed with.
Oh, really cool?
Yeah. Like, instead of it being like one long fang, it was like, it was a regular tooth, but with like two fangs on each one. So the outside was like fangs.
Oh, so it's like, it looked like a lot of teeth.
Yeah. And then hers, actually, that was one other guy. And then hers, the kids looked more like one sharp tooth, but they almost looked like when someone has like a ton of calculus on it or something. Oh. The teeth looked good.
That's why I liked Supernatural, some of their vampires. Their teeth were cool because it wasn't like their teeth would actually come out of here.
Yeah, right. Just different.
You know? And they were just, it was different. It wasn't just like, you know, your typical like.
Your canines, yeah.
Like a little. I'm a snake. Fuck
your yeah. Right.
What do you ever see that video? I'm a snake.
I did not see that.
JJ's team's actually the Vipers. So they're
Vipers.
Snakes.
Nice.
Like, Vipers, let's go.
That's cool.
That's what I always do. They go,
put your hand by your, you know, they Vipers, they got those big.
Like Cobra.
Yeah.
Is that I call them Vipers? The Cobras. I don't know. Viper.
Wait, no.
Is a viper like a viper. Rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Or is a viper its own snake?
Or maybe a cobra is a viper. Are vipers just poisonous snakes?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Viper. Pit vipers. We've heard pit vipers.
Snakes. I just bit the inside of my cheek.
I thought you were going to throw up. I thought they bothered you so much. You all right?
No. I just bit the inside of my cheek.
Ouch.
I got fat cheeks. anyway. Man. Yeah, how did I do that?
Oh.
No, but snakes, I don't know, they scare me. They scare me that much that
I've
bit the inside of my cheek.
Of, like, snakes were chasing me. Like, you know, you're just in a room.
On their legs.
Like, like an old cartoon.
Get over here! they're all
the feet just go around the circle.
Yeah, that's
No, it's like, they'll just be like a rattlesnake that's coming for me. And it's like, you're on a chair or something, you're like, I gotta jump, but you know it's gonna like jump at you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That was scary.
I have dreams, but not with snakes, but with the like black widows.
Eesh. Yeah.
Those ones, like not always, but when I do dream about like an, like it's always a black widow.
Yeah.
Oh God. It
they're so nasty.
Oh dude. I had a dream with snakes once though. And I woke Alicia up because it was like attacking my legs or it was doing something kind of like what you were saying where they were like running at you.
Right.
And I remember kicking and I remember I'm like kicking my little legs in the bed and Alicia wakes up. Like, she's like, babe, you okay? And I'm like, Huh? What? No, the snakes were chasing me.
I appreciate the way you said kicking my little legs in the bed.
Yeah, visually.
It's good visual. Yeah. We, none of us kick really well under sheets. It's... No.
It was terrible, but it woke her up and scared the shit out of her.
Sure. She's like, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm just going for a jog.
I was like, maybe there's snakes were coming to get me. I'm sorry.
There's a snake in the room? That yeah. really freak her out.
I've kicked her right up multiple times, actually.
You're only abusive when you're asleep.
Yeah, really, I am. I,
so you have like the opposite of when people wake up and they can't move.
Yeah, well, I've had that too, where I've had sleep paralysis, where I'm like sitting there, I'm trying to rock myself because I can't breathe or move, and so she's had to like do that before.
Oh, that's
awful. Didn't like that. Man. I don't know. I think that was like heightened it when I was in like. Anxiety was at a heightened level, but I remember it happened. Yeah, when we first moved into the house, and even before that, it would happen, you know, pretty often. Sometimes.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
yeah, that stinks, man. I can't, I can't breathe.
Can you? That's I forgot how to breathe in my sleep.
That's awful. That's sleep apnea, man.
That's pretty much essentially what it was. Like I did not know how to breathe or something. I was like. Shaking, trying to wait. Jesus, I'm like trying to move, but no, I can't move. Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like I'm trying to move, like force myself to move.
Yeah. Just
you
to
know,
get,
do you
get
ever
the system working?
I don't know if I'm the only one who does this. Do you ever just like you can sit, but then try to move your legs, but you don't move your legs?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
You overthink. Like, what if I couldn't right now?
Like right now, yeah. I can picture myself trying to move my legs, but I won't move them.
Right,
and so then it gives me a weird.
Well,
sensation.
Like you send the signal, you're like move legs,
and they I
you
won't
think
move
it, but
them.
Then they don't. And then you're like, okay, now I'm gonna move my leg, and you can. Like and it's the, so weird because your brain's saying move.
Like there,
there's the back. Move leg, damn yeah. leg. I said move, and then you no. can move them. What if I couldn't move my legs?
I was thinking about this the other day. I think it was yesterday. And I don't know what got me thinking about it, but it was if I got in a coma, how crazy it would be to wake up. Because I feel like if I was in a coma,
I'd definitely wake up.
I think I'd wake up from one.
I feel like
I'd wake up is what I started thinking. And then I was like, God, how crazy would it be? It was like, if you're in a coma and you wake up from it, for you, it just felt like you were sleeping, right?
Yeah.
That's probably what
they're like, it's been 12 years.
And then you'd look at yourself. How crazy would that be if you looked at yourself and you're just old?
For 12 years, I was dreaming.
I would. Yeah. How would you react to that?
I would be upset because then you got to go back to work and stuff. Like
God, that would be terrible.
You're like, what?
Well, we lost the house.
Can you just knock me out again?
Right. We lost the house.
You have $8 billion of medical debts.
So. God dang.
Like, can you
would.
Imagine?
Oh, no. I tell my family, pull the plug. If it's been more than 10 years, pull the plug.
Yeah,
you
take me to Oregon
it.
And put me out of my misery.
Take you to Oregon?
Yeah, don't they have assisted suicide?
Oh, yeah.
Just shoot me in the face.
Just take me to Hermiston. Take me to the hospital in Hermiston. Get rid of me.
Just, yeah, put me on their life
what
support.
What is it, Good Shepherd
sure
or something like
done.
That?
I have no idea.
I think it's called Good Shepherd.
It's right next to the strip club.
But yeah.
I burnt the shit out of my lip, though, last night. We ordered some cheese pizzas.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, and it was hot. Let's just say it was real hot. And my teeth line up in a way where I can't really bite through with my front teeth. So I tend to bite through the bottom, and then the top will just slide off. So I had a piece of cheese that flipped down onto my lip, and it was so hot, I thought I was going to die.
Oh, dude, I've done that. I did that recently, too.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was cheese, but it was on something, but it burnt my lip, and I was like, God
it. Still
it.
Hurts. I thought I was going to have, like, a huge...
Like, I swear to God, it's just a blister from heat.
I didn't get my lips done, I swear. I know. God.
It's not herpes.
Yeah, it's not herpes. Give me a kiss.
I stopped sucking dick years ago.
But I do need some crack.
I know.
God, we were just talking about that Tropic Thunder with Jack Black.
Oh, God.
I start asking to suck dick. No matter what, you leave me tied to this tree. Don't suck a dick for some heroin.
Yeah. He broke so quick.
So quick. Oh, God.
It was like that same day.
Oh, it was like a minute after he's like, tie me to the tree. Don't let me go. No matter what I say, no matter what I do.
Jack Black is so funny.
He is.
God, he's hella funny. So I was seeing They did a Beavis and Butthead Saturday Night Live. Yes. Did you see that? Oh, yes. God, that was
hard. I have not found Saturday Night Live to be terribly funny over the last little while, but I got to say that whole episode was pretty darn funny.
No, yeah. Ryan Gosling's hilarious. They were laughing. So.
That gal, I don't know her name, but the gal that was like the TV moderator or whatever, she's... she broke pretty good.
She turned it as soon as she seen Ryan Gosling.
How would you not? Ryan Gosling was funny, but then the other guy who was Butthead was ridiculous. He had his lip like this.
He looked just like
and it. His forehead was all done up. It was hysterical. And then they made him go sit together.
Sure, I guess.
I've never met him before in my life. Yeah. Oh.
And then they laughed.
It was pretty great.
That was so creepy looking. Man. I could see them doing now a movie. Yeah. A live action Beavis Butthead movie.
With those two. That was pretty good. He had his hair done. Just like Beavis.
It was kind of disturbing.
What's your name? Yeah, like a normal name.
Alan.
Alan. Oh, man, that was good. And then there was another skit they did in the hospital. Did you see the hospital one? The doctor was...
I didn't watch it, but yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny. The gal runs into him on accident with... she was coming in with a wheelchair. Somebody in it, like, actually hit the guy playing the doctor in the leg, like, on accident.
Oops.
And they're all like, oh, God. It's so funny when things happen, you know? Like,
But I was reading comments like that that people were saying, like, you know, Saturday Night Live's not as fun as it used to be.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
I haven't, like, actually watched Saturday Night Live.
We've tried. Like, there have been some episodes that we've tried to watch, and it's like, it's just one of those things where, you know, like when you turn on, like, a comic, and after a while you're like, man, not for me. It's kind of been like, I don't know if I'm just out of, like, their target audience for the most part.
There's a comic like that. There's some comics like that. I'm like, it's not that their jokes aren't funny. They're just...
I even don't like them. Like, I've seen people that, like, I have liked in shows or something, but then their stand-up, I'm just not...
Kevin James. Love him in, like, King of Queens.
Yeah.
I don't really like his stand-up.
I don't know if I've really watched his stand-up.
Well, the one I tried watching, I did not. Like, just...
Yeah.
Like, another comic that I'm not the biggest fan of is, like, Seinfeld.
Oh,
he has like funny jokes sometimes, but like I don't know.
What's with the line at the bank? I mean, come on!
Yeah,
you want a free toaster? He's just a little arrogant. I gotta say, Jerry Seinfeld just strikes me as a bit arrogant. Maybe he's not. He'll probably, if he ever hears this, comment about
us. Actually, I think he is kind of a dick, is from what I hear.
I've heard it. Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've seen it enough.
It's true.
I saw some comments he made in that Comedians in Cars or whatever, where I'm just like, yeah, probably kind of a dick.
Oh, he's hell of a
dick. I'm sure he's fun if you're his friend, you know, but like...
I feel like he's that friend, though, that's still kind of an asshole.
Like, has to be better than you all the time.
Yeah. He would take little jabs at you.
Yeah, right. Just to remind you.
Oh! He's been... Mercedes S-Class? Yeah, right. if you were poor.
Yeah.
Like, or something stupid.
Well, you know, I was making $1 million an episode. Yeah.
Something stupid.
You know.
Fuck you, Jerry Seinfeld.
No, yeah, fuck you, dude. No. Jerry Seinfeld, he's funny. His show is good.
Yeah, so like...
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I love her.
I freaking love her. She's funny as hell. She is so funny. All the time.
Yeah, she's funny. She's even in... she's in the Marvel Universe. I forget what her name is.
She is? Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like in the...
I don't know that.
Falcon Winter Soldier. She comes up into that. Huh. She was at the end of the Black Widow, I think it was, and stuff. So
she was? Yeah. I just watched that, too.
Yeah, like end credits and stuff.
Huh.
Maybe she comes up because after... Like at the end credits, it shows Black Widow's sister kind of sitting at her grave, and then this lady... You know, Dreyfus lady comes up and says, hey, I know who did it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Huh.
I'm forming a team. So she's forming a team.
Dang.
So, yeah.
I love her. She's great. And Veep, she was so funny.
See, I didn't watch that.
Oh, man. As a vice president that, like, nobody gives a shit about. It's like just she's, like, so close to power, but the president never wants to talk to her. So he's like, POTUS is on the phone. She's like, oh, does he want me to come over? No, actually, he said he wants you to stay clear today because there's going to be camera crews. Actually, oh, okay.
Do you think there's presidents like that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, yeah, stay out of my light, please.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes they just choose them because it's like they need that little block of voters, and they're like, oh, okay, I don't have this, but he or she does, so they'll make them my running mate, and then we'll consolidate all the power, you know.
But Nick, please.
But you can tell, like, sometimes presidents and vice presidents really get along together, and then they're a lot more.
Like, I feel like Obama.
Obama and Biden were really close.
They just seem. I feel like Biden was close because he was like, he needed the help.
This is a big fucking deal.
Like, Obama was holding on to Biden and carrying him around, making sure he got around okay.
He wasn't as bumbly before. No, but
he's got a little. I don't know if he was to win another term. Like, he seems way too old. I feel like there should be a cutoff of age, too.
Probably.
For presidents?
I mean, it's like, I get it.
Like, you shouldn't have, like, a 95-year-old running the country.
No, I mean, because you're essentially voting for a vice president.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone that old, like, that, I know that's age discrimination, but
isn't it age discrimination to say that you've got to be
30?
40 or whatever?
Was it 35 or
40? 35 or 40. Yeah. I forget.
You haven't really lived a life. But, like, I don't know, a younger president?
Yeah, 25, millennial.
I don't know. It'd be, eventually, there's going to be a... I feel like there's going to be that change where...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mid-50s, you know? 50, yeah, maybe 50 to 60. That's a good range.
Yeah, 45, 50, you know, somewhere.
Like, hey.
50 to 65.
Yeah, 65. Hey, 70, maybe.
Because aren't you motherfuckers trying to retire?
Beyond that, like, just go...
How old are you trying to be when you retire?
What I think is, like, got to be hard is Obama was fairly young when he left office.
Yeah.
What do you do after being president?
You don't have to do shit.
You don't have to, but like...
Do you think they have to pay taxes?
Having... Oh, yeah.
No, they don't.
Having the... That's the way the system works. If you've been president, you don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's nuts. I mean, like, if that was your goal your whole life was to get to a position like that, and then you did it, and then you had, like, decades after... Wouldn't you wake up and be like, I was president?
Well, I want to see a sitcom like that where it's like this ex-president, he's just living this shitty life. Like, he lost all his money, so now... He has to, like, be a greeter at Walmart or something.
Yeah. Have you... did you ever watch the show?
Wait, I know you. You were the president a few years ago.
Weren't you?
What are you doing bagging my groceries?
That's going to be 12-18. Joe Biden would be a pretty funny character for that.
Hey, what? Welcome to Walmart.
10 nut stickers to kids.
Yeah. He'd be trying to kiss him,
what's
though.
Your name? I don't know.
Dude... I know we've talked about this before, but I was watching Family Feud from, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
God, that guy, or 70s. Man, he was just kissing people left and right.
Yeah. Sexual harassment was not a thing in those days.
Like, full-on puckers, dude.
Yeah.
He had to have, like, lip gonorrhea or something.
You and your wife just got married, huh, James? Yeah, come over here, sweet cheeks. Whoa. Let's. He makes out with her right on TV.
I'd be kind of mad.
Right. Like, I bet they were, but what are you going to do back then?
He had one girl, like I said before, like one girl would be like,
yeah.
If you're kissing me, you're kissing my cheek.
Come on, sugar lips.
I want to see her grab his throat and motherfucker try to kiss me again.
Did he call her a dame or something?
Oh, God.
Come here, dame.
Come here.
Put some smackers on me.
We do have something special for you guys.
We do. We're going to try this out for the first time. Are we ready?
I don't know. Are we? Did you have anything else?
No.
I like to cut everybody off.
No, I think we're good. I talked about all my stuff, but this is we talked. I think before, maybe it was in the episode that didn't end up recording. But
I think we tried this just goofing around one time.
Okay, so we think that have this actually set up, and here we go for your enjoyment.
Oh,
nope.
I guess you got
for your enjoyment.
The believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
Jesus.
My God has made a way.
He didn't look as evil, but he kind of has that evil.
I call you well. I call you healed.
It sounded like he said gringo. If you go back, it sounded like he said gringo.
He's just speaking Spanish. What's this? What's
the hand? All of the Idis brothers have to go. Arthur. Burr Sidis, go. Arthur Idis, get out of here. Radan and a Gotesh Doshikik Braga 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 no go shikara Sangskung Kumama. Gratis
Is he having a heart attack?
He's blowing out all that stuff. Yeah.
And I was talking to Lisi about this actually the other day. And this is something I grew up speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
It's like a religious thing, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's fake.
I don't feel like it is.
Like my mom's done it, my sister.
I think
it's hard to like
it's
say that they're lying.
I think. I think they don't think that they're lying. But like if you listen, it's a lot of repeated
sounds. But then they'd be like, you'd have like, I remember we went to this church and I swear they had someone interpret someone, right?
Yeah.
They did like interpret.
Sure.
He said, the Lord is watching you and that if you don't stop, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's because I'm drinking, you know, 40 ounces of beer fucking right. every 3 hours.
The Lord says, you're not giving enough money to the church.
Hold me like a lucky mica.
But like, I don't know, speaking in tongues, I always thought it sounded weird. And I remember I wanted to. There was a point where I was like, I want to do this.
I'm
going to
learn this tongues.
Like, no, I was like, I really want to learn.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to be accepting. And I'm trying to be accepting, but I think I was always skeptical.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, sitting there and I'd be like putting my little antlers out or my feelers. Antennas.
Is that what it is? You're trying to.
Yeah, antenna, like, come with me.
They call
and I'm not trying to make fun of that, but like.
I am. Sorry, I think it's
but
really
like you know you'd put out
dumb,
your little like things and then I'm like I don't think that's language I don't think that's anything
it's not I think you believe it enough and then you think you're speaking in tongues but if you listened even this guy like one of the best in the world
the
let's go back to this scene this guy here he's still like he just repeats certain sounds
yeah.
I got my shoes on.
Yes, he does.
That's English. He got a nice ass suit.
Got everything.
Yeah, he does.
They all do. I try to look at the people.
Okay, strap it on.
What?
Strap it on.
What did he just put on? Oh, he put on his invisible belt. What was that?
Now I'm armed.
Why is it so sloppy?
Now I got the sword on.
Oh, is that
it? I am fully armed.
Oh, it's a sword. Why does it sound so wet?
It's a noodle sword.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
He probably is. He's on Epstein Island.
The word of God.
The word of God.
My
bro.
The word of God. Let the word fight its own.
We need to hyperimpose like a dildo on that.
Look at
the devil
eyes,
comes
man.
Up there.
He scares me.
Here, Satan. Hold this. Gotta stick you, come on.
That sounds so scary.
What kind of church is he? Is he like Southern Baptist?
That's what I was wondering myself.
Sounds kind of like a
deranged America's most deranged television. He might be.
He is. He's Satan incarnate.
Let's see. What's right? Oh, there. This is a spike. Let's see what this is.
Yeah,
most replayed.
Let's do that. All right.
This day is this 61st chapter of Isaiah. Accomplished in your ears.
What?
Today? There's coming one. Yes.
God dang.
Yes, the gobbler.
Look at these people.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I didn't mean to pause on you.
I am. Why were you doing there?
She looks so sad. She has like a sadness to her face.
She does.
Like she's like, I can't believe
all these people.
This motherfucker.
He was paid to be there. He looks
skeptical though. He has that like, I don't know about all that. What are you
my
doing?
My friend brought me here. I am never coming back.
Yeah.
Like Moses of old. There's they're coming.
Yeah.
All you gotta be is is crazy, and you can be it.
Say what? Today, we know your mama.
What?
We know your daddy. No, they didn't.
I think that's why the black
guy was a problem.
He's like, you're just racist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Preach it, brother. Preach it, brother.
We know your mama.
What you mean telling me that? You want to hear it again? Today.
Oh, look at this.
You need oxen? You need trucks?
You need computers?
Yeah. That's what I use to believe for DirecTV. Yeah, we can do that. And it came in record time.
What is he talking about?
Amen. And he said, now, he took me into his study. And he said, Brother Copeland, just help yourself. Let me remind you something here.
I don't know. I feel like this kind of people are kind of evil. Though.
Yeah, there's an evilness to it.
I think, with the blood of animals.
If you read the Bible, man,
yeah,
they warn about this type of guy.
Yeah, you like a false prophet.
False prophet. Anytime someone says, oh, this is like, you know, Jesus or sent by God or whatever, you got to be real careful.
I don't know. I always have like a, you see that stuff and you just.
Yeah, in the Bible, the only people that were, like, legit that way were the ones that you didn't expect.
I feel like Jesus would be flipping that guy's table right there.
Yeah, he would. He'd be like this
what
is...
what are you doing?
This is bullshit, man.
I didn't say 10%. I said 1%.
Yeah, I said no money, bro. I said just talk, man.
Just give 10% of your attitude and your life.
No, if he were really a Jesus, he'd be out with, like, prostitutes and homeless people and providing shelter... and, like, all that kind of stuff. It wouldn't be him on TV.
Yeah.
Like, him on TV, you're just like us, bro. You just want to be famous.
I think what's going on is sometimes, like, televangelists, people like that, they prey on, like...
They do.
The weaker.
They do.
People, like, weak-minded.
People live in a trailer park that have no money to their name. And I don't mean that mean. I just mean, like, they're barely scraping by, but they're going to fork out $10 that they could have used for, like, another propane tank... And send to him, and they're going to be cold all winter.
He's like, no, I need to afford my private jet.
Right. Look at this studio he's got. It's beautiful.
That's pretty nice.
It's beautiful. I'd live in that place.
I would film our podcast there.
I would, too.
It looked like I'm in the fake woods.
Look at that.
You think that's real?
Nantucket.
That's fake back there.
That's fake background.
That's got to be
fake. This is all a set.
He's like, no, I have to stay away from everyone.
No, man. It really does irk me. That's the thing that's so scary to me about, like, just religion in our country. It's so extreme in so many cases. Not always, but in so many cases.
Well,
it's just like, there is a church near us that I really appreciate. I don't know their teachings, but they're that one on 27th that has that sign out all the time. Pray for this, pray Mormon. For that, pray for this.
Pray for
that.
Mormons.
Pray for Mormons.
Yeah. Which one is that one?
It's right there by Yokes. It's across the street from Yokes. And they always have like the little sign out in the grass. It's like, right now it's like, please pray for people struggling with addiction.
Oh,
and sometimes
like
pray for teachers or pray for politicians.
I always thought that was like a preschool.
No, it's a church.
They might have a preschool there. So, yeah.
Kind of Baptist, but they seem nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't go,
but they seem nice.
I know, I wouldn't go either.
The funniest sign they ever had, they spelled something wrong, and then the next sign said, please pray for people who struggle with spelling. It was very funny.
See, I can appreciate that. Just like the storage unit down the street from there.
Yeah.
It always has some funny
thing. Jokes. Yeah.
And it was down for a while.
It was.
And I was like, babe, I think I'm going to call and ask.
Our former mayor owns that place, and he quit being mayor because he was going to massage parlors.
Yeah,
but it turns out he was sent by detectives who later questioned him.
How do you ask for that? Like, how do you even know? Like, what if I'm like legit just going to the massage parlor and then
I think, you know, walking through the door of certain massage parlors what you're there for.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not Nouveau Day Spa. It's like Shangri-La's 24-hour massage service.
Like, why would I be getting a massage at 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah. This is someone's garage. Oh.
Lay on your back. We're going to massage you. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, it's my back that hurts.
Right. Flip over.
yeah, this is what you came for.
Like, no, I really didn't. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, like, do you actually have to ask for that? Is there a go-to?
No, that's what I'm wondering. Like, do you ask for, like,
massage, or, like, do you have to do some
sort of weird
wings?
Can I get the Oriental Express? Yeah. You know, something? That's such a funny word to me, too, Oriental.
Oh, it's funny. Blanca's mom will say that word a lot, meaning people. Yeah. And Blanca's tried to be like, Mom, no, it's like things can be Oriental, not people. And she's like, she doesn't get it. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's just, I mean, it's that it's that generation, I think. But yeah, like it's Oriental rugs, I like.
That's
like
one thing
Oriental
I think
rugs.
Of is rugs.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what the Oriental like.
Remember Oriental Trading? You remember that little magazine you buy all the chintzy stuff out of? Yeah.
Was that like the Wish of back in the day?
Kind
of,
yeah. Like you, there was like a little like booklet that you would get in the mail.
This is super like stereotype
for birthday parties or whatever. Like you could order like 50 mini airplanes that were chintzy.
I feel like the guy that would like be the face of that company had a Fu Manchu like super over the top like stereotype.
They changed that in the 80s.
You know what I mean? That's what I picture. Something
one
so
of the round hats.
Yeah. But,
yeah, right.
Some cartoon. Do you ever see like
oh yeah.
The way they portrayed the
oh my God, it was awful. Look at the old World War II videos, like educational videos from the War Department.
Oh.
Oh my God.
No.
That's awful.
Those kids are creepy though.
They were so
the old timey kids? I don't care, man. They're creeps.
Old timey kids.
Old timey, like when you see the photos from like the 1800s.
Yeah, those kids. They're like dead half the time. They usually like, photograph.
They just have like this a dead face.
Have you
just
seen the photos of families that were like dead and they just prop them up like they're alive?
Dude,
that was a normal thing back in the day because they thought it would like preserve their soul somehow.
Well, there was this video that I saw, and there was this, and I think I don't know if I talked about it on this podcast or if it was one of our many that unrecorded but there was this I think he was a rapper, he was a kid in either way
in the 1800s.
No, this was like recently. Yeah, okay. This was within the last we'll say 10 years.
Okay. Yeah,
probably more recent. But he's on stage at a like concert and you just see this person propped up and I'm like,
yeah,
what the heck? And then I start looking in the comments and they're like, why are they doing that? He's, you know, he's dead. Like, why are, and I guess his wish was to be at this concert.
Yeah.
But he was dead, but he was just standing there. And I was like, yes, that is creepy. But
that's not even legal, I don't think.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be like some dead body?
I don't know. Blanca and her
mom. That's Mexico. That's
different. They said there was this girl that had passed away. She was like, I don't know, 15 or younger. 15 to, you know, 13 to 15. And they had her propped up in
they
the window.
Her and had her in a wedding dress or a quinceañera dress or something.
Something. Yeah, they kept it cool window. In the window, like a display. But it was like a cultural, like.
Yeah. I'm trying to be sensitive to cultures, but that's fucking creepy, man.
That's creepy.
You know that she's
like, bro, I just want to pass. Oh,
can you imagine?
I don't want to be in this store no more.
Just like walking by that storefront at night and you can see inside this like wedding dress just spinning around the store like it's dancing.
Or she's like moving her head.
Yikes.
Hi, come in.
All of a sudden her eyes snap open like in those horror movies.
She wouldn't
movies.
Speak English, obviously.
Hi, mijo.
Oh, mijo, come here.
You're like, oh shit, I'm dead.
Oh no.
Oh, no. Did you ever watch that one?
That was horrible.
It was terrible.
That movie was really
it was terrible.
Which was so sad because it could have been so good, I think. But
a lot of scary movies we've talked about.
Is it La Llorona? Is that how La Llorona or Yay?
My Llorona.
I don't know any of the words.
That B-52s.
My Llorona. She yeah. is gonna steal the kids. Steal the kids.
Gonna kill the kids. Kill the kids.
Hey, 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 Yarona.
Badass.
Man. Yeah.
But, well, should we do the question of the week?
Let's do the question of the week.
We did this question last week.
So Jesse brought up a moment we've all had.
Yeah.
He felt a little embarrassed slamming that ball up against the wall. Super hard two times.
Yeah. Well, not against the wall. So,
well,
but
against
yeah.
the little, like, you know.
The gate.
The gate. And, you know, we've all done that to some, like, some point in our life. Something's happened that made us frustrated or feel, like, upset, embarrassed. So what do you do to avoid that adult chantroming that we all sometimes find ourselves in? Maybe you're hungry.
Hangry.
You got that hanger going.
I get hangry.
And you, you're feeling like you need a snack, but you don't have one. And so you're starting to get kind of like, you know.
What do you do? Like for me, what I it used to be a thing where when I'd get to that point where I'm getting pissed, it would just happen. I would just get mad. Right away. It'd be an instant reaction.
Yeah.
You know, like we'll say like yesterday we went bowling. I was kind of like annoyed before. I'd have probably like walked away or went outside and threw something or grabbed something and break it. You know, obviously I'm around people, so I'm not going to do that. But like I had said, Brooke, she kind of like, hey, that's life sometimes, you know. And that kind of brings you, that kind of snapped me back because it's
back
like,
in,
she's right. Like, how dumb am I to be? It's just bowling.
But it, that feeling.
But, you know, like that feeling of feeling stupid, sometimes you got to like, you kind of like
laugh with it.
You do. Yeah. And you, like, it's a hard feeling to get over. Like for me yesterday, wasn't too bad, but there's been times where that switch just doesn't flip. And I'm like,
when you're like, you kind of have like the competitive spirit. So like, even if it's against yourself, right? It probably pissed you off that your score got kind of jacked.
Well, that's what annoyed me. That and just hitting the fucking thing.
But man, doing like, looking back,
pissed me off.
With a little bit of distance.
Well, it didn't piss me off.
You see the humor, correct?
It was
fun.
No,
it was
funny. Like, pissed off's the wrong word because I wasn't pissed off. I was just like
frustrated.
I felt stupid. So it's like my reaction. I don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
In that sense, like when I feel like when I have those feelings of like feeling stupid or something shouldn't work, didn't work, and it should have. Like, I don't know how to use, like, I don't know how to change that. You know what I mean? I don't know. How should I act in that sense, in those moments? How should someone act? Because I never knew the moments. So mine always, I have these like mini outbursts sometimes when obviously no one's around or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, like my frustrations I let out.
Yeah.
I don't hold them always in.
We're all guilty of that.
About 98% of the time. I hold it in, but when it's something small and stupid, that's when I let all the frustrations of stuff I've held in come out.
Right.
And I'm like, this stick is dumb.
Yeah. Why'd I break that? I
feel
better.
Like we said last week, it feels good to break it, though.
Yeah, it does sometimes.
Like that endorphin or whatever it is, it's just like, ah.
I taught you inanimate object.
I don't know what else, you know.
Yeah.
Try not to do that. That's really... That's been the hardest part.
But I think, I'd say it gets better with age.
It does.
Over time, it happens less and less. And then,
it hasn't happened like it used to. When I was younger, I would have these like stupid outbursts.
Yeah, when you're young, it's like you actually break something of value. And you're like, now I got to buy another one. You learn pretty quickly from that.
Like, fuck, why did I break that? Bitch.
Dang.
Like, I punched a monitor.
Remember the old school controllers that had a cord just spin around?
Like, nowadays, you can break them.
Yeah, I know.
But... I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
You just, it's a habit that you have to unlearn.
Right.
Really.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
For so many years.
Changes neural pathways.
You know, my reaction has always been to break something or throw an adult tantrum or something where it's, you know, I'm like kind of being a little bitch. Essentially, I'm being like a baby about something. Mm-hmm. And then just instead of just like, switching the channel. That's so hard though, because you can tell when you're upset. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For me, I'm here, and then you can feel the energy.
Yeah.
Like they knew right away. Like to hear, I was already just like, I just shut down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But how do you do that without changing that energy? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like how do I just like, oh, that's it. You know?
Yeah. Really breathe deep. Breathe
count
in. To 10.
I'm just having fun.
I always teach my students all these little things from books. Like, hey, just touch fingers like this, man.
Hey, oh, there you go. So the show Ted Lasso we've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't watched it, it's a really good show. But it'll touch on like some mental health stuff because he has like anxiety, you find out and stuff. And like, but there's a scene where you know they're telling him to do the touch.
Yeah,
fingers,
right.
You know, like kind of ground yourself
in
a sense.
Yeah.
But it like it was deep like that though, where you're like, oh, okay, oh my god.
Yeah, you're grounding yourself to something physical. Why they say that exercise can help, because you're getting yourself connected to your physical being.
Like, I've been physical all fucking day.
Yeah.
I'll try you physical. I'm going to break this motherfucking ring.
I'm going to physical you.
So I bought an axe. So if I feel angry, I go outside and I can
chop.
Chop some stuff.
You can murder people.
I can murder this chunk of wood.
Man, I had to use my axe last week. I'm chopping up. I'm finally taking out some of the dead arborvitae.
It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
And it's kind of a pain. You think that it's going to go really fast, and it doesn't.
No, chainsaw all the way.
You know, it's like, hack. Basically, you just end up hitting it enough times it breaks in half.
Yeah.
That's kind
just of, a line.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I bought an axe, and then I used it on a couple stumps around the yard.
Yeah.
Just to test it out, because I wanted to try it. And it worked pretty good, obviously, because it's sharp right now.
Right, right. Yeah, I've resharpened mine a few times.
I will say I found that I knew I had an axe head, like the head of an axe, somewhere in my garage. And so obviously yesterday when I was looking for like this poker for weeds. Anyway, I was looking for something in my garage. Mm-hmm. And I found it and I was like, oh, I might as well just buy a handle next time.
Nice.
Yeah. So now I have two axes.
You could also take that axe head and stick it into like a piece of wood with a little slit in it and then just hammer down.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to split. That's what I'm gonna try to find. I don't have like a piece of wood.
They have all those log splitters right now for sale.
I'll just use 2x4.
Just for fun, just practice.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Man, I tell you.
But yeah, well, that's all we got.
Thanks.
Hopefully
guys.
This works.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be so sad if it
that
fucking
we hear audio
work.
This time around.
I do too. Because we tested before this.
We did.
I will flip this table like my name is Jesus.
Yeah, it's Kenneth Copeland. God bless you.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, because they're not really talking in tongues. But anyway, maybe they are.
Maybe they are. I'm a skeptic hard.
God bless. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Love you all.
Out. There we go.